He instructs them to not only remove the criticism, but also to restore him to his previous condition. For if one only releases him who has been punished and does not heal him, he has achieved nothing. Notice how he also keeps him humble, so that forgiveness does not make him worse. Although he had confessed and repented, it is made clear that remission comes not so much from his remorse, but from this gift of grace. For this reason, he says, to forgive him and comfort him. And what follows further emphasizes the same point. For, he says, it's not because he's worthy, not because he's shown enough remorse, but because he's vulnerable. This is why I ask for it. Thus he adds, lest such a one be overwhelmed by excessive sorrow. This serves to acknowledge deep repentance and prevent him from falling into despair.